Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're talking again
about body swapping.
Welcome to the Swapcast Podcast, the world's only podcast dedicated to body swap movies. I'm your host, Paul Mitzi, and with me we have...
Lucy Thomas.
And...
Brendan Levi.
In today's episode, we'll be breaking down the 2014 Korean comedy Miss Granny, starring Shim Eun-kyung, Mung Hee-na, and Lee Jin-wook. Where, after learning she's to be sent to a rest home, an elderly woman goes for a walk and wanders into a photo studio, where she emerges as a 20-year-old. But before we get into that, just a reminder that we absolutely love hearing from our listeners and we welcome film suggestions for future episodes. So please reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram, send us an email at theswapcastpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support our show, reviewing us is the best way possible. So to say thank you, if we reach 100 star ratings on iTunes and Spotify, we will finally fulfill our fans' most common request to review Face Off. So guys, new year, new season, season 5, how are we all going?
Good.
I'm okay. so much enthusiasm in the air.
Yeah, well, you know, what's not to be enthusiastic about? You've emerged from your COVID-induced week of isolation and dread.
Yeah, I survived.
And you get to review body swap movies.
What a reward. I bet that whole time you were thinking, wow, I can't wait to get back in the saddle with the podcast pals.
Yeah. I wish we were doing it in person. I spent 10 days in this room and then having to come in here, I was like,
oh. Well, hopefully all the craziness with Omicron kind of calms down soon and we can go back to doing this in person again. But in the meantime, we're back to our Zoom records. But I'm sure it's still going to be fun. So on to Miss Granny. One of the most influential pieces of media that came out in 2021 was the Netflix series Squid Game. The Korean language series was a true cultural phenomenon, and a lot of the praise for that show was heaped at Hwang Dong-hook, who wrote, directed, and produced the series. 7 years earlier, however, he was responsible for this age-swapping romantic musical. Does Miss Granny feel like the work of someone who is going to be responsible for the biggest TV show in the world?
Is that really true?
I did not know that. There you go. Is that why you chose it, Paul? We tried to ride the coattails of Squid Game.
I mean, did you read that on Wikipedia? It's really true, or?
It's really true. So he is the writer, director of this film, and he wrote, directed, produced, created. He's the sole force behind Squid Game. So, and I didn't know that when I chose this film last year. It was on my master list of films that I have for us to review. And then I saw that it was released on Netflix. So I was like, oh, now we can review it. And I guess the reason it's released on Netflix is because they're trying to put all his other stuff on there as well, so that when people finish Squid Game, they can go and explore back catalogue. So,
cue Carrie Bradshaw voice, but I couldn't help but wonder if maybe it sent him to a really dark place and that's how he wrote Squid Game.
So I'm guessing you didn't like it, Lucy.
It wasn't my favorite.
Oh, no.
It wasn't terrible. We watched worse ones, but...
You overall just didn't have a good time watching it, or...?
I don't know.
Brendan, what did you think?
I think I sort of had a good time. I'm trying to... I feel as if, though, I was able to at least watch it from a academic point of view, because as all of us are now professional body swap film reviewers. Yeah. I was somewhat like, oh, what an interesting take to
yeah
to do this or that. So we'll get into it, but yeah, I think I enjoyed it on some level. So
I agree.
I have to say, I love this movie. I genuinely...
I wrote it in my thing. I was like, Paul's having the time of his life.
Yeah, like, unironically, I think this is a good movie. I thought it was fun. It was an interesting take on age swapping. It actually had themes that it explored. I thought the performances were really fun. It was just a really good time. I think if I were to heap one... criticism on it, I think it is a bit too long.
It does outstay its welcome. Yeah, the whole plot with her falling in love with the director of
the music.
I think
producer,
that could have just been taken right out, because by the time that she's sort of like, we're like, all right, she's ready to go back. We then all of a sudden enter into this relationship, and I'm like, wait, what? Where are we going?
Yeah, I drew this diagram on my notes that was like all these Venn diagrams over the top of each other. That was like so many storylines intersecting. Like, it was too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they could have taken one or two out.
it does try to do a lot.
Like, happening with your body swap. Like, you don't need much more than that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think if this was a 90-minute movie, it would be like amazing. But
yeah, just
punch
it a bit more, yeah.
Yeah, but as a 2-hour movie, I still enjoyed it. And I don't know if you guys realize, this film was a huge hit, like a gigantic hit.
There you go.
And it was made in 2014. Now, between 2014 and now, it has been remade 7 times.
Oh, my God. All Korean? Or?
No, other countries. Every country in Asia pretty much has their own version of Miss Granny. There's like an Indian Miss Granny. There's a Thailand Miss Granny, a Chinese Miss Granny. They love it. And they've all got different names, like Suddenly 20 and 20 Again. And but they're all essentially the same film, that they just like, there's something about this film that people have really like attached themselves to, I think. And I think there's a reason for it. I think it hits on a lot of themes that people can relate to. And I think it's a multi-generational kind of thing as well. I could see a lot of like older people watching this and appreciating the message behind it. And then the younger people enjoying the kind of musical and like the silly aspect to it as well. So I can see why it's a hit.
Like, what I find interesting, like while watching it, like I was sort of thinking back to films like, what was that horrible Christmas one that I always forget the name of, where the mum's dying?
There could be so many of them.
That's Christmas Swap was Christmas, the mum dying one.
I was like, why am I enjoying this more than those films where, like, you have some really, like, broad characters, but then you also have, like, these really dark and, like, gloomy themes. And this does it as well, but I was more endeared towards the characters and like, I didn't mind the like abrupt change. And I don't know if that's just purely cultural, like you're used to that in some Korean films.
One might argue that that Christmas movie didn't have like a whole heap of granny fights in it, where like grandmas like very intensely have physical fights that like make men bleed. So maybe that's like the ingredient.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite lines, was when he grabs the rival granny, grabs her by the back of the head and is like, I'm going to put an end to this bitch today.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, that Christmas movie didn't have any of that. It was just really depressive, like... You know.
Yeah, that film, like the Christmas Swap, had no humor. Like, actually, had no humor. It was just like watching an old woman slowly die.
It was like real pain.
Succumb to dementia. Yeah. Like the old grandma in this. Like, obviously, the old people in this are going through issues, but they're still quite lovable characters that are quite humorous. Like,
Our Miss Granny is very annoying, but also very comically, like, I really enjoyed watching her, like, drive her daughter-in-law to taking pills. Like, she was a hoot.
Yeah. All right, so let's do the 30-second plot summary, where I try to sum up the plot of Miss Granny in 30 seconds on the fly.
Don't forget the, like, 7 different storylines.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to get through this one.
All right, ready, set, go.
Old Mount Soon is an old lady, and she lives with her son and her his wife, and she's slowly turning her insane and gives her a heart attack. So then they want to send her to a nursing home, and then before she goes to the nursing home, she goes into a photo studio, and when she comes out of it, she's a 20-year-old girl. So then she joins her grandson's music band and turns him for a hair metal into a not hair metal band. goes into a music. No,
you weren't even. Like, I did
not even close. Not even close.
How grim. She goes to that photo studio so that there's a nice photo of her to use for her funeral card. That's so grim. That's so sad. Yeah.
But is such a genuine thing. Like, I know old people that would do that.
Oh my God, and it's, really?
When you get to a certain age, and actually I know people that are a lot younger than that that would do that, is like, you, once you get to a certain age, everything becomes about, like, what you're leaving for your funeral and what's going to happen when you die.
Yeah, I guess so.
What we have to look forward to.
Anyway, do the rest of the plot, I dare you.
So basically, yeah, she becomes her younger self. When she does that, she joins her grandson's band, who was like this terrible hair metal band, but she kind of turns him into like this frothy, like, pop group, and they get the attention of a music producer who wants to put them in like this national TV program and make them stars. But in the meantime, she's living with this old man that she knew when she was an old lady, who's been in love with her his whole life.
Yeah, because they knew each other also when they were young, so that's fun.
So she's kind of like, I guess, rekindling it with him, but she's young now and he's still old. But then the young music producer also starts falling in love with her, so it's kind of a love triangle, I guess. And then we discover that she'll stay young as long as she doesn't bleed. Like, if she starts bleeding, then she'll turn old.
So presumably it wouldn't have been longer than a month then if she got her period.
Oh.
But, like, had she actually swapped bodies? Maybe she had already gone through menopause and her body had still reverted back, but she'd already, like, you know.
But no, because she was, like, limber and able to do young people things, so.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, that was her body reverting back. If they, like, scooped it out, like.
Who's scooping what?
Isn't there like a, it's like a operation.
That's what happens when you go through menopause. They scoop it out and you no longer have to have periods.
I understand what you mean, Brendan. Yeah. I think
you went to the gay man school of vagina studies. You get to the end of the movie, they're going to do their like big concert, and then her grandson gets hit by a truck. And she needs to give him a blood transfusion in order for him to survive. So it turns her back into an old lady.
You didn't like that? You didn't like that's the reason she has to turn back? Or do you what part didn't she like about it?
Why drag this poor boy into it? Like, he's just trying to live his best life, play in this band, and, like, he has to get gravely injured?
I was very shocked when he got hit by that car. Like, yeah. I mean, that truck.
It was a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of saw it coming, but also it still was, like, a pretty... The way they shot it was a pretty full-on moment. Like, I thought it was going to happen off-screen, but you really see the kid get hit by a truck.
And I felt like I actually found it quite, like... Like, I, what was really, like, I was, like, impressed by it. Like, once again, we've watched a million of these. So she's like, all right, I'm going to give... I'm the only one who has the same blood type as my son. I'm going to give blood...
Grandson.
So I'm going to give blood so that he can live. And the father stopping her because he's, you know, put two and two together, knows it's his mother and is like, you you know, basically gave your entire life to give me a chance. And like, you know, you have the second chance to actually get to live out your youth.
That's so intense.
It was. And I actually thought like the notes of that actually landed quite well. I was quite touched to see him like, no, yeah, like, we'll figure this out. Like, you go live your life. Like, that was pretty touching, actually.
And the film spent a lot of time establishing, you know, we're introduced to Omel Sun as, like, this, like, crotchety old lady. And then we kind of start realizing how hard her life had been to get her to that point.
Mm. Like, single mother living off of radish leaves, like, found on the market floors, like, yeah
all those scenes, those flashback scenes where like he's like chained to a chair so that he doesn't run away, and like
she's doing dishes and shit.
So yeah, I wrote, someone help that baby. I got very upset. That was very upset.
I thought you might have a bit of a visceral reaction to some of this
there
film,
was also another one that you know, when she's on the subway and she's like yelling at that woman that's
telling her how to raise her,
crying. So she's totally mum shaming her. She's like, your baby's hungry and like you should be breastfeeding it,
and like, you haven't dressed it in enough clothes, that's why it's upset.
Yeah,
it's
and
cold.
It's like, fed is best, bitch, like,
and your
boobs off.
Your boob milk is like not good enough to like to nutri-
Yeah, I was actually thinking, like, Lucy is going to hate this scene. Which is rightly so. If some bitch goes up to you on the subway and, like, it's even worse the fact that, you know, she had body swapped at this point. So she was a young 20-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, totally riffing into this lady on the subway for how she's, like, feeding her child, telling her she's not eating enough nutritious food so her breast milk is rotten.
You want to help her, just, like, help her. Don't, like, beat her down. You know, like, if you see a mum that's, like, distressed, just be like, is there anything I can do to help you? Don't, what a
Which, bitch. Like, was very much in her character, like, once again, she did this to her daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
To the brink of,
it's like, you tied your baby to a chair. Who are you to, like, tell this woman how to, you know.
But what was hilarious about that scene was the fact that the love interest was, like, endeared by seeing her, like, attack this woman on the subway about her baby raising abilities. She's just different. There's something about her.
Like, I did think that relationship was quite funny. Like, what was attracting him to her? She was always abrasive and awful to everyone.
Okay, so quote of the film was, I smell mum.
Yeah.
This is what that man said to her. The director said, when I'm with you, I smell mum. It's like, all right, well, off and to therapy we skip, because
that's why I want a relationship with you.
Yeah, it's like, because you've not even like, you smell mummy. Like my mom. It's like, I smell mom. Yeah, exactly. You just really just can see them, like, there's some diaper fetish and like, yeah, not good.
I did like that the first kind of meet cute that they had, he follows her and then, you know, comes up as she notices and they start speaking. And then he accidentally rips her shirt and then she gets him arrested and he actually gets arrested. I'm like, how good would it be if these meet cutes actually ended like they're supposed to when the guy does something grossly inappropriate? Like, yes, you should have been arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
she said no,
people.
Leave her alone, and you grabbed her by the shoulder. No, you don't understand. I saw you the other day, so.
I have a right to talk to you.
Yeah. But did you guys like buy any of the romance in this film? Like, so I guess you got three romance plots in this film.
You know.
The one where her own grandson was attracted to his own grandmother without realizing
it. In which I wrote, is there some back to the foot incest plotline afoot here?
Yeah. which is a very 17 again, kind of touch. Mm-hmm. And then we had her and the older man who she had grown up with. And then we had her and the music producer. So were you guys like rooting for any of those romantic pairings?
The old man. That's the only one you needed. It should have been the joke about the grandson being like, grandma's pretty sexy. that just being like a quick passing joke. And then you just, the director storyline, the music producer guy, you just don't really need that. What purpose did it serve? Sorry.
The one thing about, and we'll get to this in one of our other segments, is that the music producer was very dreamy and we needed a dreamy male lead in the film.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
like, what? No, the thing is, like, this guy had like pined for her his entire life. And she seemed to be quite aware of it and quite, like, I sort of felt sorry for him because she was completely using it. Like, he bought her dentures and like.
Yeah, let's just all put it out there. Miss Granny was a bitch.
Well, yeah, it took him getting younger before she, like, recognized, like, yeah, all right, I'll take you for a ride, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, so the end twist is that he finds the magical photo shoot studio and becomes a young man at the end. And apparently the young man he turns into is like a huge Korean pop star. So
I assumed.
Yeah.
So, I wondered about the boys in the band as well. Like,
yeah, is the main, is the grandson, is he anyone, like, is he in like BTS and we just...
I don't think he's in BTS.
He was very, very pretty.
Yes, he was a beautiful. And I love that the film made the excuse of them all going to a water park together for no reason, just so we could have all the characters in swimwear.
I'm also like, the grandma joined the band and she made it suck. They were total sellouts. They totally like sold out their aesthetic and their ethos and all of this for a girl. And it was like when Fergie joined the Black Eyed Peas. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So the kid that was her grandson.
Are you going to blow our mind? So you look like you've got a little smile.
I got to blow.
All right, what is it?
Not only is he a pop star, he was the main character in The Dude in Me.
Wait, what?
No.
Yes. So we watched him in a whole other movie. He had a like drastically different hair though.
Wait, was he the one that wore a fat suit and then got ripped?
Yeah.
Is The Dude in Me older or like than this movie or?
No, this came first.
Right. Yeah.
He loves his swap films.
Yeah.
He could get a double heart.
I'd be shocked.
International. Yeah. Our first international.
It's like how the Oscars like are honoring since from different places.
Around the world. Hot people from around the globe. This is the double hot.
Main character of this film, when she swaps into her younger self, she treats us to a makeover montage, one of the many that we have witnessed. On our show. So how do you think this
opposed one... Opposed to the montage summing up everything that happened in the film montage at the end of the movie?
Like, yes. But, you know, I love a good makeover montage. So what did you guys think of the one in this? Like, what did you think of how she styled herself as a younger lady?
She
didn't look much different to when she was in grandma clothes. It's like...
Yeah, I know. I'm like, her? The style was a bit, yeah, because there was this whole Audrey Hepburn plotline thing, and I don't know.
I thought she looked like a hipster. Way she dressed, I've seen many a hipster girl. It's in the like, I've seen people in your friendship group, Lucy, that dress the same.
Oh yeah, and I'm not doubting that at all. I've got a lot of grandma friends, but. I don't know. When you get the makeover montage, you want, like, the wow
drastic
factor.
Drastic change.
Yeah.
She went from that awful perm to
this is
nice
true.
Hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
What? Yeah, out of all her haircuts, which was your favorite? Because she had, like, six different hairdos.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, you know, she goes to get rid of the perm and it's like all of a sudden her hair's just heaps longer. Like, it just went from being, like, very short on her head to just being down past her shoulders.
Well, like, she wore a couple of wigs as well, so.
Yeah.
But isn't that how it works when your hair's, like, super curly? You've actually got a lot
but it
more
was more, it was way more hair than, yeah.
There was one scene where she was, like, wearing a really long brown wig that I was like, what the fuck is going
on?
And then he compliments her on it.
It was a date wig.
So did you guys actually watch Squid Game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you... Did you pick up on any callbacks to Miss Granny in Squid Game now that you've seen Miss Granny?
I wasn't looking for those connections.
At the time,
I wasn't either but one thing I noticed is, you know how the villain in Squid Game has that animatronic
I was thinking of office. That.
He's got what? And
he's got like a little robot jazz singer set.
Do you know when I saw that, I did think, why is this familiar to me? Like, I was trying to remember where I had seen something similar, and it was from that. That is so
I did peg that. I totally forgot about that, but I did was like, oh, that's like Squid Game.
Yeah. And then
we really need to hit this on the socials. This is like how we get some new listeners, baby.
If we released this episode 6 months ago when people were still talking about Squid Game. One other thing, I don't know if it has any connection. I'm sure it doesn't, but I know Brendan's definitely seen it. Have you seen Parasite yet, Lucy?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
One of the main plot points in that film is a allergy to peaches, which is also a thing in this. So I'm wondering if Parasite got it from Miss Granny.
Yeah. I did think of that as well. I was like...
Unless, also, like,
that's
maybe
just another reason that she's a bitch. Like, the peaches, he can't eat them. Yeah. Like,
yeah, she's been gifting the old man peaches for years, even though he's.
She's trying to kill him? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like the two options is she doesn't give a shit and doesn't, like, actually, like, ask him anything or find out anything about his life, or she's trying to kill him. Either way,
but he's also a bit of a, like,
pushover.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was like, I'm not going to say anything. Like, she's giving me a gift. Like, you know, rather than be like, hey, I appreciate this, but I will die if I eat these.
Did you like the character of his daughter? So, like, when she suspects that he is having an affair with this younger lady, she, like, absolutely goes mental and kicks her out of the house. And
yeah, it's pretty full
on. Yeah, like another horrible person, but a lot of laughs. Yeah.
Yeah. I laughed out loud quite a few times in this film, which I like for many of the films we review never happens.
No, yeah, like yeah. When I don't think this is some it's not a John Malkovich, but it is definitely up there with something like 17 Again, and I'll be interested to see where this ranks on my list of all-time swap films. So
okay, y'all, I just need to clarify something. Was there a bit in this film where the granny in the swapped form like mimed stealing a baby's dick? And then when the baby's mom was like, what the fuck are you doing, she like took it out of her mouth and like
put it back
in his crotch.
Yeah, she did like a when old people do got your nose,
she did it with a penis. She said pee-pee.
Yeah,
and she like and took it from his dick area.
There is pee-pee and then popped it in her mouth. Yes.
And also like to a like
never
a random
before in my life. Yeah, that's
for a random kid, like not even a kid she was familiar with.
I feel like there's things. I think that was just making like maybe I'm completely wrong, but it's like old people will do weird stuff like that, and people are just like, oh yeah, it's an old person. Like,
yeah. Yes.
I don't know, but, man. I wouldn't have put that in my movie. That was...
Yeah. Yeah, like once at a place I work, a woman was doing her shopping and she had a young baby with her, and this old man walked up to her and he's like, oh, cute baby. Is the baby teething? And she's like, yay. And then the old man proceeded to put his finger in the baby's mouth.
Yuck. Gross.
And then walked off, and the mum was like in complete shock and just like didn't know what to do.
Was
and
this like pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID, yeah. This is years ago. And then apparently she went straight to the hospital because she was like freaking out and didn't know what to do. And then she came back like the next day. She's like, I was in shock, so I didn't tell anyone at the time, but just letting you know this happened. Like, fuck. So There's a lot worse you could have done. Old people are fucking weird sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like that story at all.
Yeah. No, it's fucking creepy as fuck.
I'm never leaving but the house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there, man.
But you know what I mean? It's like a generational thing. There's just things that you think are okay. And then, like, I'm sure maybe that happened every day. You'd go out in the street in the 1940s or something.
That a baby dick, though, I don't think, Brendan. That's like, just do it. Do got your nose.
Yeah.
Like there was
I'm
a lot
so
of
stressed.
There was a lot of cultural things like that. Like I was like, oh, I'd like to actually understand what's going on here. Like, like the pee-pee thing. I assume that was like a classic grandma got your nose or grabbing your cheeks kind of thing. But also just all the informal, like, oh,
ways of
that's the way,
yeah,
you're talking to me in this way and you're younger
you're
than
so
me,
young.
Like, how dare you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which doesn't translate when you're translating into English.
Yeah, because, like, in our culture, it's like somebody doesn't start being polite until they're, like, much older, you know?
Yeah.
And then they stick fingers in kids' mouths.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
I was going to ask, particularly Lucy, what did you think of Miss Granny's analogy of women being different balls?
Actually, it was quite poignant, wasn't it? I feel like, you know, it's like that thing about how Sally Field played Tom Hanks' love interest in one movie and then all of a sudden she played his mother.
Yeah.
You know,
which
it's like,
two films is that?
I don't know what the love interest, but then she's his mother in Forrest Gump. I'd have to look it up which one it is, but you know, it's like society.
Oh, is
does
that the one where she's like a stand-up comedian? Anyway, sorry. The point is.
Yeah, so the film opens with this analogy that women are like balls. So they start off as basketballs. Where all young teenagers are trying to get their hands on them. Then
I wrote it down. So men reach for with all their might to grab the ball high in the air. Women in their 20s are like rugby balls. Men fight over the ball like a dog after prey. This is the only time when men put their necks on the line for women. A woman in her 30s is like a table tennis ball. The number of men chasing quickly dwindles, but there's still a fair amount of focus on the ball. And woman in a middle age is like a golf ball, one man to each ball.
And they're trying to get as far away as possible.
Tries to hit it as far away as possible. And once a woman's past that age, she's treated like a dodgeball. So
yeah, so I mean, it's an amazing quote and it really talks about how men are pure trash. And that if like they bothered to know anything, it's like when Keegan-Michael Key like got it on with Meryl Streep in that movie. It's like those women have a lot to offer. It's like, you're gonna say no to Meryl? No. It's like, you know what I mean? But so, yeah, that Sally Field thing is true. It's like she was the right age to play the love interest, and then she was his mother. But Tom Hanks, like their ages stayed the same. Like,
whereas this is like turned upside down for Lucy, and she's like, as soon as the man's in his 70s, she's like, oh, now.
There's a basketball right there.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's just like perpetuating the thing of like, the analogy's correct.
Like, I'm just saying, like, for you, like, Adrian, it's like he's getting hotter with every gray hair that's atop his head.
Yeah, so that's why And Just Like That is a great series and needs to exist, and we still need to hear these women's stories. They're not golf balls. They're not dodgeballs. It's like, men should be so lucky.
There was the band, right? And we established they changed their direction pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
And then, like, they see, like, their all-time favorite band playing, like, and they're like, oh my God, was it Diablo or something?
Diablo, anyway. Yeah.
Which means like devil, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they were the real deal, you know, like.
And yeah, they let anyway, Fergie come and like they sold out.
Like, how humiliating would it be that like this is your idol, the reason he started playing the drums, and then you play after,
and you're like,
and you're like, like you're playing accidentally Kelly Street.
Yeah, it's full on. But also, I also do want to say, you know, like the venue that they're always playing in, it's called Crack.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's such a true commentary on just where I spent the majority of my 20s, like watching various
Crack in the Wall or
bands play.
Crack Den.
Why not both? Yeah. I enjoyed that it was called Crack.
Yeah. What did you guys think of, because like obviously there's quite a few musical numbers in this movie. Like, what did you guys think of the music?
I actually enjoyed her slow ballad.
Yeah. Like, she was a nice singer. I don't think none of these are going to make it onto my, like, daily playlist.
I did wonder that. I was like, because do you want to know? You're asking me if I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I fast-forwarded them. I'm very time poor. I had to, like, do cooking at the same time as this film that was a subtitled film. So I could, like, I was, like, chopping and staring directly, like, don't miss anything. So when it was a song that was just going on and on, I was like, here, I can buy myself 2 minutes.
All right, so you heard what we thought of the movie, but how attractive did we find the cast? Now it's time for Hot or Not. Take it away, Lucy.
Oh, are they a toot or a boot? Are they ugly or cute? Tell me, are they hot or not? Ding.
Ding.
Everyone
is beautiful in their own way.
Oof, that dragged.
We'll never sync these.
I hate that.
First, we have Shim Yun Kyung, who played Uduri, the younger swapped version of Oh Man Sun.
Wait, what?
The younger version.
So the main character.
So Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
Yeah,
she was very
She was very pretty.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Maybe a bit grandma style.
Still an awful person.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of moxie.
She was an awful person.
She was wearing like one of those like comical shower caps to the water park with like
a bunch of
big billowy frills.
Yeah, dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a hot. I actually kind of dug her sense of style. I thought it was fun, her throwback dresses and stuff. And
Paul, never let someone get away with that in if we were out and about. You would definitely comment on that to me. You'd be like, check out this fucking grandma. Also, would you do that water park? Would you do that? That looked like a hell on earth.
I would fucking love that water park. I was like actually going like, I would want to go there. Like, what? Giant wave pool and the giant slides. It looks so fun.
That's just like, that's how everyone sees your boobs and you inhale a lot of water. I would not do
Look,
that.
When I go to the water park, everyone's seeing my boobs.
Boo, we hate when you make those jokes.
Why? Like, what, you want me to wear a shirt when I'm swimming?
You're very thin, we hate you.
Body shaming
Shut up.
Me.
Yes.
I just want you to wear a top. Like, you don't have to wear like a whole top, but like maybe like a swimsuit.
Me?
Yeah. I am terrified of water slides.
Water? Okay, water slides, yeah.
The wave pool looked great, but like every time I've been on like any sort of water slide, I'm just like, especially the ones with tubes, I'm just like, what if like my leg just goes like this? And then it keeps going, like, it just, like, snaps. Like,
that's what you're worried about? That seems crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know why. I'm just constantly, like, aware that my limb could, like, bend. And I'm I'm not in a trolley that's going. I'm the trolley. And if the trolley bends, it's going to snap. Anyway.
Anyway, Moon Hee-na as Oh Man-sun, the older version of Oduri.
Like the actual granny.
The actual granny.
Yeah, no.
No, I wouldn't describe her as a hottie.
She wasn't attractive enough to be that horrible.
Yes, I agree. I'm sure in real life she's lovely, but as that character, there was nothing redeeming. Like, there's nothing redeeming enough to make you want to have sex with a grandma.
But I will say, like you said, I think she was really funny in the role.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she did a great job.
Yes. Yeah, very believable her. As a crotchety old grandma. I feel like I've met that lady. I feel like I've had to deal with that lady at work several times. Yeah, so good work. Lee Jin Wook as Han Sung Woo, the music producer.
Yeah, real hot.
He was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very attractive.
Yeah, it's just a pity that he had like a fetish for his own mother. What's that like complex called? Is that
Oedipal?
Yeah. Oedipus?
Yeah. I smell mum. It's like a perfume's called like Essence of Mum. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, Paul, how would you react if you're
some weird shit?
If you're on like a Tinder date, it's going well.
Look, if a guy said to Paul, kissing, "You look like a daddy," he'd be fine with that.
No, I get it. I actually get it, and he sniffs
your neck, and he's like, "You smell like mom."
I would run for the hills. But yes, I don't appreciate being called daddy as well, because it reminds me how fucking old I am. So very exciting, possible double hot here. Jung Jin Young as Jiha, her grandson.
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, is just so much prettier than me. Like, it hurts.
Yeah, he's a very attractive man and ripped. And
do you reckon he can really play guitar as well? Like, that's another tick. Good for you, honey.
Probably. And, like, he was doing, like, full martial arts in the other movie we watched. This guy, like, can do everything. Piece of shit. yeah, I'm giving him a hot.
Yeah, he's all right.
Not your type,
I don't,
Brendan.
I understand he's hot. I just don't know, like, why, like, you guys are, like, going nuts. Like, you
he
sound
had, like
BTS
the bone
fans.
Structure of, like, a statue.
Like, yeah, he had a very, like, sexy lady face.
Oh, yeah, and finally, Kim Soo-hwan as young Mr. Park, the one he swaps into at the end. Just as a preface to this, sorry, a lot of the reviews I found on the internet said they only watched this film for that cameo at the end. This guy has like a giant following. So if you say anything bad about him, we'll probably get death threats.
Okay, so he was a good looking guy for sure. I just didn't appreciate the get up that he wore to ride a motorbike. It's like, we don't need
not
all
even
the
a motorbike.
Flames and all the whatever. It's like, just James Dean it, you know, keep it simple. Like, pair of blue jeans, 501s, white t-shirt, like a jacket, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I agree. He kind of looked like the bikers in that sketch from I Think You Should Leave.
Like, he literally had, like, RGB lights on a scooter. Like a neon blue scooter with flames and fake exhaust pipes, because that thing was like 50 cc's max. Like.
Mr. Motorcycle.
Do you think
it
was because Granny had to get on at the end, so it was like needed to be safe for her?
Yeah, I know, right? Like when they take off at the end, I'm like, is he giving it all he got?
Oh, actually, we did miss his older form in Hwan Park as Mr. Park. Hot or not?
It wasn't really hot, I guess.
I appreciate the guy was keeping it together pretty well for his age.
Yeah, and he seemed like
we
a
saw
lovely
him
guy.
With the shirt
putting
off.
Up with
looked
that.
Better than me.
He putting up with it, like that crazy old bag and, you know.
Yeah, just
taking the peaches and whatever.
But also, like, she treated him like shit and he was willing to, he offered to sell his house to in order to fund her rescue operation.
His daughter's like, fuck me, right?
Yeah. But, so, like, I once again, I was just curious about the cultural dynamics, because he was literally her family servant or something. Like,
yeah, he was her family servant, but then she ended up becoming poorer than him.
Yeah. And but also, like,
because her husband died.
Yeah,
they had
sad.
Like,
we didn't do that husband either. In the flashback, he was hot.
Yeah.
Was he? Once again, like, I just don't see these things.
So, everyone was hot.
Paul?
Yeah, he was hot.
Yeah.
They were all hot.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Opinion Swap, where we find some entertaining reviews of Miss Granny from across the interwebs. So this one's from May May on Letterboxd and gave it 4 stars. And she actually mirrors something I was thinking. I was actually thinking the exact same thing while I was watching it. I just want to know what happened at the hospital when she was giving them her blood. I can only imagine that she just started rapidly aging and everyone was screaming and crying out of fear.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah. I was waiting to see that scene, and then when they just missed it, I was like, oh.
Also, like, is it standard practice to do a person-to-person blood transfusion? I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah. They did it in Lost, and they used a needle from a sea urchin.
Yeah, but do you think, like, if you didn't have to, like, use a sea urchin needle and, like, do, like, massive backyard operation, you just would, like, do it the regular way?
This one's from Fevria on Letterboxd, who gives it 3 stars. And they say, Miss Granny, or alternatively titled, How Everyone Wants to Fuck My Grandma.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would have worked well for the marketing. This one's from Yuri, who gives it 3 stars. And he says, I watched this after I caught a terrible cold, more like the flu, at school. Cool. I don't know why, but I'm a sucker for films that involve old people. I like to hear about their life experiences and how those have shaped their lives and perspectives. I learned 2 major lessons. 1, getting older is scary. Not to sound cynical, but you could literally die at any moment. Thus, you should go ahead and shoot your shot. Do the things you love. Don't be scared because you really do only have 1 life. Live to your fullest extent.
How young is this person?
2.
They don't seem to realize you can literally die at any moment now. Yeah. You don't have to be in your 60s. You could be riding a bike and get hit by a truck.
2, don't judge a book by its cover. Old Maung Soon was seen as a stubborn, controlling lady, but there's a reason why she's like that. You should cut some people slack, only sometimes though. Everyone has it hard. This guy went on a journey,
didn't he? And also, like, he's like, I really like old people. I smell mom. He's like,
not a I know. I was just like, who's this guy sucking up to? Like,
I
just so value the stories of old people. I was like, yeah, I guess, but come on.
And this final one is from Michaela Dillon on Letterboxd, who gives it 3 stars. And I think, Lucy, you'll be able to relate to this one. Good enough. Watched it at 1.5 speed, but it was still pretty good. Nothing exceptional.
Oh my God, I need to know that.
It was still pretty good. Nothing exceptional, but it's a movie. But yes, Netflix do have speed options, so you can watch things at double speed if you.
And please tell me, what is it for?
Famously condemned by Judd Apatow and.
Pretty much,
Scorsese?
Yeah, pretty much the entire filmmaking community.
But can you tell me what is it for?
So because you can watch a film without having to.
It's because in modern times, people don't watch things for enjoyment; they consume content to keep up with the cultural conversation. So it's so that they can just consume, just shove it all into their eyeballs like it's garbage.
Yeah, it's like quickly finish this for the podcast that you've for some reason agreed to be in.
Yes, exactly. I'm hereby forbidding you guys from using this feature.
I don't know if I could read that fast because it's the subtitles.
That was probably why I paid more attention to this film than any of the other international ones we've done.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a dubbed version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had to cook during the movie.
You were cooking while reading. Yeah. I'm so impressed.
Imagine if I just like now lifted my hand up to show you and like chopped my finger off. I was really paying attention to the screen.
I woke up to Katrina coming home from work. I had a late one. And then I proceed to say, ooh, I better watch this movie. and then she's like cleaning and I'm like, I'd love to help, but like, I can't leave this. I gotta actually see the screen anyway.
Oh, you're trash. Yeah. You had a nap and then you had to watch a movie while your wife cleaned the house.
I don't know if you still
listen. My pregnant wife.
Yeah. I didn't know if we were allowed to talk about that on the podcast, but Jesus.
I don't know if you still listen to the podcast, Katrina, but if you do, I sincerely apologize.
Can we just cut in here? I then installed a washing line and cleaned up the house So, you know.
Not all men. Yes. All right, Fred.
Shut up.
Don't delete this from the podcast.
It's like, I'm going to learn to edit just so that I can cut that out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get to tenuous recommendations, where we each recommend a piece of media that is linked to today's movie in some way. And a reminder, if you ever want to see a list of all the recommendations we have made on the show, head over to our Letterboxd page, which is linked on our website. So, I know you guys are still scrambling to find your recommendations, so I'll start.
How did you know?
My connection is movies about grandmas. So
I also googled movies about grandmas.
Well, I did as well, but this one didn't come up, and then I thought of it myself. So,
Oh my god, I'm the same. Imagine if we get the same one.
I highly doubt it. I'm recommending the 2009 drama According to Greta, which also is known as Greta in some countries.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the Chloe Grace Moretz Greta movie that came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Okay, it's not that one. This one came out in 2009, and it stars Academy Award winner Ellen Burstyn, Academy Award winner Melissa Leo, and most importantly, Hilary Duff. this is a film where Hilary Duff plays a suicidal teen that has decided that she's going to kill herself at the end of summer. And her parents send her to go live with her grandparents over that summer, and her experience living with them and what she experiences in the town kind of change her forever and change her perspective on life. It's really like a dramatic kind of turn from Hilary Duff, not her usual kind of movie, but I think it's really good. And, you know, she's surrounded by Academy Award winners who are doing like really good work.
Then riddle really, me this. Yeah. Why have we never heard of this movie?
Yeah. It just kind of got swept under the rug, and I think undeservedly so. Like, the people that have watched it kind of champion it. I think in the, like, Hilary Duff fan community, like, this is the favorite, but nobody's actually outside of the community watched it. No. I would genuinely think – I think this is a genuinely solid drama that people would enjoy, but I think people didn't give it its due because it kind of came out at that time where Hillary was kind of like between her big parts of her career and people weren't really paying attention to her. I think, you know, she's about to get a new moment in the sun with her How I Met Your Father coming out this month. So maybe it's time for us
Are you excited about that, Paul? Like,
look, if she wasn't in it, I wouldn't be watching it, but I will be watching it. So. I wasn't a big fan of how I Met Your Father, so How I Met Your Mother, so yeah. But I would urge everyone to seek out.
Have I seen every episode multiple times? Yes.
But yeah, I would really urge people to seek out Greta.
Cool.
Lucy.
So I just need to say, hilariously, I was talking to my sister the other day, and we were talking about the podcast. I can't remember what we were saying. But I said, oh, yeah, I recommended that on the podcast about whatever. And she was like, oh, yeah, as a strenuous recommendation. and I thought she was making a joke, but she just actually got it wrong, which is very on brand for my sister, that how funny is strenuous recommendation. That is Brendan to a T. Anyway, strenuous for all involved. Anyway, so mine, I was doing the same thing as Paul. I was like, what are some movies about grandmas? So I'm recommending GILFs 3. No. did I say that right? GILF? Yeah. No. So I just thought myself, I'm doing How to Make an American Quilt.
Ah.
Have either of you seen that?
I have a very long time ago, and I could not tell you one thing about it apart from that it has Winona Ryder in it.
Yes.
Julia Roberts?
So, no.
No.
So, actually, like, the more I thought about it, the more – I haven't seen it for a long time either, but the more I thought about it, the more it, like, this plays as a connection. Winona Ryder plays, like, an early 20s – I think she's, like, a graduate student and she's working on her thesis and she's nearly going to get married and she's, like, at this big crossroads. She's not sure if she wants to get married. She thinks maybe her fiancé's cheating on her. She needs to finish her thesis. Like, all this stuff's going on. And so she goes to stay with her grandma who, like, lives out in the sticks and, you know, she's supposed to finish her thesis and just, like, have some time to think. And – her grandma's like this crotchety old woman and she doesn't really know how to like play it. And sort of the more that she stays there and like gets to know her grandma in a different way, I guess, she sort of finds out about her past and, you know, why she is the way she is. And all her friends come over, they have this quilting group and like there's a quilt involved. but it is a good movie and I love Winona and this was definitely like, you know, when she was the it girl, part of that era, you know, she had that haircut. I think it's a good movie from what I can remember from 15 years ago. We had it on VHS, baby. Yeah.
Can we, you need to force Brendan to watch the quilting movie.
It's not boring though. I think it's maybe the first movie that Jared Leto was ever in.
Oh, well.
You're not selling it.
Oh, well, I mean, that just goes to show that, like, you don't value women's stories and, you know, that's on you. Oh, no, and I feel sorry for you. Yeah, I feel sorry for
Brendan
you.
Just that, continuously proving himself as a piece of shit this episode.
Women,
yeah.
You're just saying that older women don't have anything to offer and they can't teach us.
I was just
and
taking
also,
a crack at Jared Leto.
You also just said that, like, you don't think Winona's hot and she, like, heard you. So I feel bad for you. So go on, give us your strenuous recommendation, Brendan.
Yes, Brendan, hit us.
Oh, well, I was gonna, all right.
You don't know what it is yet, do you?
Like,
you can
I was
hear
gonna,
it straining.
Like, it just feels too easy to do, like, another good, like, do old Parasite or do Old Boy, like, do a good Korean film. So I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
So you're gonna do Squid Game.
No. You know what? I watched a documentary about Woodstock 1999, and that kept coming to mind because, like, while watching this film, but it wasn't that great a documentary, so I'm not going to recommend that.
What?
I'm not stalling. I have one.
Okay.
What I am going to recommend is a film called.
You dickhead.
You'll edit this silence out, right?
Yes.
Have you seen that photo of like that famous library that's like really architecturally beautiful built and it looks like all these books like curve around in these like shelves that go from like massive levels and then actually when you go there it's all fucking fake. I feel like Brendan's like grasping at things around him but there's nothing actually there.
Lucy, I'm trying to talk. You just interrupted me.
Honey, I bought you 30 seconds and you owe me big time.
I'm going to recommend a film called...
You're doing the politician thing of when a politician's like, that's a great question. Thank you so much for
asking.
Look
over there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
You prick.
I'm going to recommend a film called Mummy. Has anyone seen a film called Mummy?
As in the Xavier Dolan movie?
Yeah.
What is
no,
it?
No, it's on my watch list. I really want to watch it.
So Mummy, Mommy, because it's M-O-M. It's not M-U-M like we say in Australia,
mm-hmm.
Is this film about this mother who's a single mother, once again, who's having it rough. Her son has like very much... like behavioral problems, very violent, and also this weird relationship between the two of them. And she moves into a new town, and this neighbor starts to become involved in the lives of this family dynamic. And it's just a really interesting film. And the like, I don't know. It's a very simple plot, but the characters are just very compelling, and you just wish the best for all of them. This son, who's a horrible person, like, you also just wish he would get better, and it starts to happen. And anyway,
so what's the connection?
Yeah, exactly.
She was a single mother with a like raising a single child.
Okay,
like,
I'll give you that.
A single mother Thank raising you. A single child.
Yeah, not two childs, just a single
child.
it's a very good connection.
So, like, Brendan in this episode has not known how a vagina works properly and recommended a Xavier Dolan film. Like, are you gay now? Is that what's happened during the break of the podcast? Is that what happened when
Why
we went 2 weeks
is
off?
Is Xavier Dolan like a...
Yeah, he's a queer icon and he's like...
I guess I just feel... that you don't have to be gay to enjoy his work. Like, you might disagree, Paul, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you won't watch How to Make an American Quilt. All right, it. Well, fuck you. Yeah.
I'm complex.
If you head over to our website, you'll see that each of us has ranked every body swap film we have reviewed on the podcast. So my question is, where are we all going to put Miss Granny on our lists? All right, I am going to put it 16th on my list, so quite high, and that puts it in between Shazam and Virtual Sexuality. I thought this was really fun. I would recommend it to anyone with an interest in the genre. And if you just want like a fun, breezy, rom-com type movie, give this a go.
Rom-com. So I'm going to put it in between Inside You and Monkey Bone. Which, that's too many to count. I don't know. Like, what is that? About halfway?
That's like middle of the road,
yeah,
right?
About halfway, yeah.
It's a little above middle of the road. It's yeah. Okay. I'm going to put mine. Oh, wow. Monkey Bone's a lot. Like, I always get surprised at where I've put things. I'm like, oh, how did Monkey Bone get that high?
Yeah,
but
you know
I remember
why?
Laughing a lot at.
Do you know why? Because we don't put any thought into this fucking list, and then it becomes a disaster.
Yeah. I'm going to put mine between Vice Versa and The Dude in Me. So, yeah, I enjoy this one a little more.
Awesome. So, cool. I think we're all recommending it.
If you want to watch a swap film, yeah.
Yeah, just
big caveat.
Normal,
yeah,
there's a wide world out there.
First, yeah.
So, next episode. The year's just started, and we already have a brand new body swap film to watch. So, yeah. So I think out of, you know, we've done films with giant casts before, but this is one of the biggest hitters we've ever had. So, listen to this cast. Andy Samberg.
Got him.
Selena Gomez. Jim Gaffigan.
That guy.
Catherine Hahn.
Jim Gaffigan.
Catherine Hahn. Steve Buscemi. Keegan-Michael Key. David Spade.
Oh, yeah.
And Fran Drescher's voices star in the fourth film in the Hotel Transylvania franchise, Hotel Transylvania Transformania.
Oh, Paul, I was excited. I thought we were going to do that Disney bit, like Fox thing.
No, that doesn't come out till March.
We're doing a Transylvania film.
Have you seen any of the like, Hotel Transylvania?
No, I haven't. Do you think I'll be able to keep up with number four?
I actually really enjoy this franchise. I don't know about this new one. I haven't seen the new one.
That doesn't mean a lot coming from you.
Like, this is the first time that Adam Sandler's not playing the main character. But these films were created by, like, Jendy Tartovsky, who did The Powerpuff Girls, which I know you enjoy. And Primal and, like, he's a talented guy. And
Primal was good.
Yeah. So in this new one, Van Helsing's mysterious invention, the Monsterfication Ray, goes haywire. Drac and his monster pals are all transformed into humans, and Johnny becomes a monster. In their new mismatched bodies, Drac, stripped of his powers, and the exuberant Johnny, loving life as a monster, must team up and race across the globe to find a cure before it's too late.
Mm.
I tell you what, I've already got my 10-year slink locked in.
And yeah, maybe this is one that you can watch with Otis, Lucy.
Yeah.
Baby's first buddy swap. Well, anyway, I think it's going to be fun. So that's what we got in store next time.
They just look so bad. Like, I'm coming in.
Tough crowd.
Well, you know, that's probably a good position to be in. You can only be pleasantly surprised.
Exactly.
All right. So, again, it's good to be back for everyone at home. Spotify now has star ratings, and this is the best way for us to get new listeners. So if you listen to our show on Spotify, please just, when you're listening to the show, you can just go. It takes like two clicks of a button and you can give us a 5-star rating.
Or give us one. Like, I want some honest reviews.
No, give us 5.
I don't want none of this.
Yeah, so if you do review us on Spotify, it does count towards the 100 reviews to get us to the face-off review. So just remember that. You do have to have listened to us.
Can there be double ups?
So, yeah, I will accept double ups. It's fine. We just need to get 100 in total Spotify, iTunes reviews, and we will do face-off. You actually have to listen to us on Spotify to be able to review us. So if you don't use the app, it won't let you review us. So, but if you do happen to listen to us on Spotify, review us.
Interesting. Yeah.
And if you do listen to us on Spotify and you don't review us, you are a piece of shit.
Paul, it's a new year.
Yeah. And
I thought you might have some new material.
No. The pieces of shit will continue to be pieces of shit until they cease to be pieces of shit.
Gotcha.
DPWs. Until next time, I was Paul Mitzi.
I was Lucy Thomas.
And I was Brendan Levi.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The Swapcast podcast is recorded in Adelaide, Australia. It's hosted by Paul Mitzi and edited by Brendan Levi and Paul Mitzi. Our theme song was written and performed by John Marco of 2 Creative, featuring Lucy Thomas, and recorded at Browntown Studios. Our music bumpers were created by Reggie Parker. Contact him on parkerregmusic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.